You used to call me on my cell phone. Later in the evening, my love, call me on my cell phone. Later in the evening, my love, I don't want the hotline. That can only mean one thing.
Welcome to Quarantine and Chill, a podcast where Miss Paige talks everything quarantine, everything COVID-19. And today we are beginning episode 5, and I'm going to cover quarantine hobbies. So at the beginning of this episode, you may have heard one of my newest quarantine hobbies is to play the ukulele very poorly and sing along with it sometimes. So sorry for putting y'all through that, but I'm proud of the progress I've made, so I have to share it with the world somehow. So let's talk about what we're going to cover today. Today I'm going to talk about some of the psychological effects of being in quarantine, because it actually has a huge impact on our mental health. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the importance of finding a hobby to fill your time with, and then some advice on how to start or where to begin looking for that new hobby that you may be interested in. So let's begin with just talking about the way that quarantine affects your mental health. This may not be something that you have thought about before, but isolating yourself definitely has an impact on your psychological well-being. Actually, according to a University of Toronto professor, Dr. Laura Hariluk, she said that a substantial portion of the quarantine persons find themselves being distressed, as evidenced by a huge proportion of people who are displaying symptoms of both PTSD and depression. So this is showing that, you know, nobody has ever been in isolation like this before, and it's really taking a toll on us mentally in ways that we can't predict or even control. And so this is why we need to find hobbies to fill our time. This helps us, you know, combat that mental toll that quarantine makes on us. So now I'm going to talk about, you know, the importance of finding that new hobby for yourself. According to Elizabeth Segron, a journalist for Fast Company, she wrote that on the surface, hobbies can sometimes feel frivolous and easy to neglect, especially in times of crisis. But she discovered that our pastimes are actually an important way for us to connect with our passions and identity. And importantly, research has found that pursuing these sorts of activities is good for both your physical and mental health. Right now, when anxiety is really high, throwing yourself into your favorite activities could be one good way to manage your stress. Now, this is something that I can personally relate to. I am a person who copes with anxiety through escapism, and so the way that I am able to kind of manage the stress that I feel is by throwing myself into alternate worlds and reality. Hobbies improve our mental health, but they also help us out in several other aspects of our lives as well. Tara Parker Pope of the New York Times noted that hobbies can help improve any and all of the following. It can help you have better physical health, help you get more sleep, help lower your stress levels, increase your happiness, help you make more friends, and it also improves your work performance. Now, how does one go about finding this hobby? So we know that we should have a hobby, we know that it helps us in all of these different ways, but how do we start something that we haven't done before? How do we know what things to try that we may be interested in or good at? So I think first, it's important to define exactly what a hobby is. In her article for the New York Times, Tara Parker Pope said that there's a big difference between interests and hobbies, and it's important to not confuse the two. So an interest is just a desire to learn about something. So interests can spawn from natural curiosity, professional goals, or even family experiences. So interest only requires intellectual action to learn about something and doesn't require any physical action. So maybe you're very interested in conspiracy theories or astronomy or something. These are things that you just have to learn about to read a book or a blog or a Reddit feed or something to find out more about a certain topic. So you can be interested in something, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's your hobby. However, knowing your interests can sometimes lead you toward a hobby. An interest is just a desire to learn about something. A hobby is any enjoyable leisure activity that we engage in voluntarily and consistently when we are free from the demands of work or other responsibility. So a hobby may be inspired by an interest, but it typically requires a little bit more commitment and involves taking action, like learning a new skill or collecting, building, or creating something. So now that you know exactly what a hobby is, let's talk about some advice on how to find that hobby. So like I said, you can start with your interests, but you can also just kind of take a look into your past. So think about things that you've always wanted to do. Maybe you've always wanted to learn how to cook a certain food, or maybe you've always wanted to learn how to, I don't know, speak a different language, or learn how to draw or paint or something. So think about things that you've always really wanted to do, but just never thought you had the time for, or never thought you'd be good at. That might be a good place to start for finding a hobby. Or think about how you already like to spend your time. So if you love to spend your time watching Netflix shows or reading stories, maybe you know that you have like a really deep interest in storytelling. So maybe you could start writing in a journal to try and write your own stories or something, for example. Another way is that you could like search for inspiration. So this is something that I like to do a lot as well. You could walk around like a craft store or something to look at the different things that they have available. I know that if I go to a craft store, they have things for like knitting and sewing, but things also for painting or things for like making things out of wood or whatever. So sometimes just walking around a store or a place gives you some ideas of things that you might be able to do yourself. And I know that some of these things might not be possible because stores obviously aren't all open and you can't go outside all the time. But you could do this virtually through like an online store or shop or something and have stuff mailed to you if you are interested ultimately in purchasing and beginning a new thing. Another thing that you can do is take a class or a lesson. So I see all the time these online offerings for classes on how to do certain things or how to try stuff, and I'm sure that there's other virtual lesson mediums as well for you to find, especially during this COVID time where things are increasingly technology based. And actually, a journalist for Today named Gaetano Dinardi, he said that if you're not sure where to start, search YouTube for instructional videos. I've given you some advice on how to find that hobby. I'm going to give you just a few ideas to get you started, to kind of start your thinking and maybe lead you towards something that maybe will be interesting for you. So the first category of ideas I have created is artistic things. So if you are a very creative minded person, I suggest taking a creative hobby up as well. So you could do things like journaling, like bullet journaling, or even just writing, coloring, painting, crafting, things like knitting, sewing, decorating, things of that nature. But there's also the artistic medium of music, and so you could learn a new musical instrument, you could take like voice lessons or something if you're very interested in singing, and these are all very good artistic ways to express yourself. Not only are there artistic hobbies, there are also physical hobbies, so you could get into things like exercise, where there's tons of free workout videos. Maybe you want to practice something like yoga, and I know there's tons of awesome YouTube videos on yoga sessions that you could take. And then there's also things like meditation, just spending some time with yourself and with your thoughts and centering yourself in that way. Now that things are starting to open up a little bit, you can maybe go outside to parks, or if you have like a pool in your apartment building, if those are available to you, I suggest maybe considering taking those things up as a hobby. Getting yourself outside, spending some time in the fresh air is a good way to just change up the routine of your day and give you something to look forward to in your day. And then the last category of hobbies that I have created, I called practical things, which is learning skills like cooking, learning how to make your favorite food, or learning how to make dinner for your family or your friends is a skill that you will be able to take with you far beyond our time here in quarantine. There's also things like organization. I know that I've spent a lot of time just kind of rearranging my room and organizing it in a way that's both effective for me to be working from home and also just more effective for me as a person, you know, living in this space. And lastly, things like reading, because reading will always benefit you no matter when you do it. So reading grows your brain, expands your mind, increases your vocabulary and your language skills, but it also tells you a nice entertaining story. So I categorize reading as like a practical thing because, you know, while it may feel fun in the moment, it's actually quite helpful for you in several aspects of your life. So in these two-ish months of quarantine, I have read almost 8 books, which is quite amazing. You may think that because I'm an English teacher, I'm reading all the time, but that's actually not true. Most of the fun, quote-unquote, free reading that I do happens over summer break, and I usually don't get a lot of independent personal reading done during the school year just because I'm busy grading assignments, reading texts to prepare for classes, doing all of these things. But now that I have extra free time, I've been reading tons and tons of books, and I find that being able to escape my current reality through stories of other realities has been a really helpful way for me to manage my own stress and anxiety. Here with me today, I have the lovely Miss Kendi, who is going to talk to me a little bit about her experience with quarantine and COVID-19, and maybe some of the hobbies that she has taken up to help her pass the time. So how has quarantine been treating you, just in general?
Actually, in general, it's been pretty good. However, I have to say that I really miss the school environment. I really miss the students and their energy. I also miss my colleagues and spending time with them. But being at home and taking time away from the work environment has given me a lot of time to do hobbies and to do other things around the house that I normally wouldn't have time for.
So how are you spending some of this newfound free time?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing so much. I'm drawing, I'm playing the guitar, I'm doing yoga, I do workout videos, we bought a PlayStation for quarantine, and we play so much PlayStation, like basketball and The Last of Us, and I think it's Fallout Shelter. Watched a lot of Netflix, and clean the house. The house is really, really clean.
So are any of these hobbies new to quarantine, or are you just getting back into things that you've always enjoyed?
I enjoy all these things, but the new thing is PlayStation. You know, I haven't played PlayStation since I was a teenager, and as soon as we knew that we were going into quarantine, my fiance and I, we went out to M. Cartier and we bought a PlayStation.
On like the last day before malls closed.
Yeah. And we were so excited. So I think like the one thing that I have like really enjoyed doing that I haven't done in like 20 years is play PlayStation. I feel like a kid again. It's so much fun.
So like 10 years from now, you're going to see a PlayStation and it will just bring you back to
COVID-19. Yeah, well, I'm probably going to play PlayStation for the rest of my life now.
So in conclusion, hopefully today has given you some insight and inspiration into the science behind what quarantine is doing to us and the reasons why you should try and fight it with a hobby, and then some information on how to choose a new hobby for yourself. So in my next episode, I will be talking about all of my favorite Netflix binges. I'll see you then.